Hi, everybody. I'm speaking to you today from Springfield, Illinois. I spent 8 years in the state Senate here. It was a place where, for all of our surface differences in a state as diverse as Illinois, my colleagues and I actually shared a lot in common. We fought for our principles. We voted against each other. But because we assumed the best in one another and not the worst, we found room for progress. We bridged differences to get things done. In my travels through this state, I saw most Americans do the same. Folks know that issues are complicated and that people with different ideas might have a point. It convinced me that if we just approached our politics the same way we approach our daily lives, with common sense and a commitment to fairness and the belief that we're all in this together, then there's nothing that we cannot do. That's why I announced right here in Springfield that I was running for president. And my faith in the generosity and fundamental goodness of the American people is rewarded and affirmed every single day. But I'll be the first to admit that the tone of our politics hasn't gotten better, but worse. Too many people feel like the system is rigged and their voices don't matter. And when good people are pushed away from participating in our public life, more powerful and extreme voices will fill the void. They'll be the ones who gain control over decisions that could send a young soldier to war, or allow another economic crisis, or roll back the rights that generations of Americans have fought to secure. The good news is there's a lot we can do about this, from reducing the influence of money in our politics, to changing the way we draw congressional districts, to simply changing the way we treat each other. That's what I came back here to talk about this week, and I hope you check out my full speech at whitehouse.gov. One thing I focused on, for example, was how we can make voting easier, not harder, and modernize it for the way we live now. Here in Illinois, a new law allows citizens to register and vote at the polls on Election Day. It also expands early voting, which makes it much easier for working folks and busy parents. We're also considering automatic voter registration for every citizen when they apply for a driver's license. And I'm calling on more states to adopt steps like these, because when more of us vote, the less captive our politics will be to narrow interests, and the better our democracy will be for our children. 9 years after I first announced for this office, I still believe in a politics of hope. And for all the challenges of a changing world, for all the imperfections of our democracy, choosing a politics of hope is something that is entirely up to each of us. Thanks, everybody.